This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. We heard about it quite a bit last week at Commodity Classic in Florida from corn growers and corn ethanol supporters. That disagreement between USDA and the EPA over E15. I'll talk about it after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
So, about the availability of E15 ethanol, something that the corn growers and the corn ethanol industry want to see, will it happen by summer? President Trump pledged to his rural agricultural base to allow year-round sales of higher blends of ethanol, but the Secretary of Agriculture last week, well, he was speaking at a House of Representatives hearing, said that the final rule to allow widespread sales of those higher blends wouldn't happen by the summer driving season, following the delays of the partial government shutdown. That prompted a swift response from the Environmental Protection Agency. A spokesman there, Michael Abood, said EPA is planning on releasing its proposal in this month of March and is working expeditiously, as he put it, to propose and finalize the rule consistent with the president's direction. A lot of folks in the heartland want the Trump administration to move quickly on year-round sales of E15, the blend of gasoline comprised of 15% ethanol. The ratio currently is restricted on fuel in some areas during the summer months. But the president told voters in Iowa back in the autumn that he had signed a memo telling the EPA to lift the summertime restrictions on the fuel. The acting chief of the EPA, Andrew Wheeler, has tried to assuage lawmakers' concerns of the biofuel policy. Secretary Perdue says he's pushing the EPA to make an announcement soon on the discretionary enforcement for gasoline stations that sell the higher blends, signaling that they would not face penalties for offering E15 this summer, even if the rule isn't finalized. Biofuel advocates last week blasted that possible delay. The Renewable Fuels Association called it a gut punch. If there is a delay, I'll be back after this.